Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Luther translated the opening words of today's text this way: "If you will sit down and be quiet, you shall be saved. Do not lose your heart or your temper. Wait till the storm blows over and be still." Then he adds, "This passage is an outstanding, golden, and magnificent promise. For it is not the number of people and resources you have, but a brave and strong spirit that will win." How often have you seen this truth revealed in your life? In sitting still, you shall be saved. Whether you were once sitting still, waiting through the application process, hoping to attend the seminary, or sitting still, waiting through the diagnosis of medical tests of a loved one, you have seen this happen. In fact, in the ministry, you're often called to sit still with God's people, waiting and praying with them through various ordeals and tragedies. Sitting still, waiting on God's hand of deliverance, is nothing new. Before Moses led the people of Israel on dry ground through the parted Red Sea, he said, "The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still." Then after they passed through, God let the mighty waters fall, crushing the Egyptian army. Later, after Joshua and Israel marched around that strong Canaanite city of Jericho for 6 days, it was on the seventh day that God made the walls fall down. Then in the days of Gideon, the Lord led him to make up an army that only made 300 men. And they drove out the Midianites, killing thousands of their forces. All of these examples encourage us, amplifying the fact that in sitting still, you will be saved. In fact, a more relevant example to this text of Isaiah is King Hezekiah. Being well outnumbered by the Assyrians outside the city of Jerusalem, outside the walls, they mock Hezekiah and the Lord. Yet after much petitioning, praying, the next day, the angel of the Lord destroys 185,000 men, forcing them to withdraw. Hezekiah experienced, "In sitting still, you will be saved." However, Isaiah still preaches to Judah, "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength." Why is he preaching again? Because the sinful nature in all of us is not quiet. It is quick to forget and very slow to remember God's faithfulness to deliver his people. Ever since our father Adam, you and I are full of fear rather than trust, and turned in so far into ourselves, we don't trust anyone or anything. None of us is patient. None of us wants to sit still in our microwave, get a quick fix, take a pill for the pain society. Even after Hezekiah witnessed all that he did, all that God did to rescue Jerusalem from the Assyrian army, he too quickly forgot God's deliverance, disobeying the Lord. Out of fear, anxiety, and impatience, he impulsively initiates a treaty with Egypt and Pharaoh to hold off the Assyrians later. To run frantically in all directions as Hezekiah did, to to Pharaoh was not the answer. Instead, it would have been better to endure trouble and disgrace. Disgrace a good cause than disgrace a good cause by dishonorable counsels. And that's the problem with spiritual pride. It always produces within us self-sufficient rebellion against God and His work. As members of the seminary community, this Advent 2006, do we patiently trust that God is faithful and true? Do we trust and know and believe that God will carry all of our burdens, cares, and troubles? No. Quite honestly, no. Because like God's idolatrous Israel, we quickly become worried. We quickly become impatient and strangled by the various demands of our lives, the demands in the church, the demands in our world. And we expect God to immediately change things, rather than realizing that perhaps through these troubles or trials, He may actually be trying to change us. Advent is a time of waiting, a time to sit still before God acts. I distinctly remember on the first day of chapel this winter quarter, Dr. McKenzie mentioning that things are relatively calm as we begin a new quarter. We are all caught up. But now look at us. We're frantic in the pace of Advent and Christmas. Perhaps we're angry and impatient with our loved ones or those we work with, overwhelmed with burdens, thinking that God could care less. And on top of this, our covetous nature is mesmerized by what the world has and what we don't, or what we won't for the holidays. To this, Isaiah's words ring out. The Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. Blessed are all who wait for Him. How gracious He will be when we cry out for help. As soon as He hears, He will answer you. And David echoes these words of Isaiah in Psalm 34, that God is attentive to all your cries. He says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. That's the Advent deliverance. In sitting still, you will be saved. The angel of the Lord, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, who once delivered Israel through the Red Sea and defeated the Assyrians, still comes to you now to dwell with you and to defeat all of your enemies. God has come, born of Mary, born in your flesh, to live and die and ultimately deliver you from all your troubles. That's why David can say in Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.